No matter how far.
Oh, baby.
What a beautiful song. I love that song.
It's just a good, feel-good song.
It is. It really is. Go ahead.
Go on. I was going to sing along, but go ahead. Welcome to the episode of Charlie and Me.
Welcome to episode 23 of Charlie and Me. Pretty amazing we made it this far. 23 years. That's older than a lot of our listeners, I think.
Nah.
The average age is probably above that. Anyway, we're getting there. We're getting up there. If you are our friends and family, thanks for listening. If you're not our friends and family, we're not sure why you're here, but thank you. We got a good show. We got a little breaking news to start the day off. Huh, Charlie?
I don't know what it is. You won't tell me.
I've waited to break some content to Charlie for quite some time.
And he teased me with it like on Saturday. I got some big news. I'm like, okay, what is it? He goes, nah, I'm saving it for the podcast.
Got some big news. Big news. Charlie.
My guess is you're moving to Chicago.
Who sings the song Piano Man?
Billy Joel.
You want to go to a concert?
Elton John. I'm going?
Yeah, buddy.
I'm going?
Oh, you buddy, you're coming.
I'm going?
Yeah. At Wrigley Field. You want to come?
I'm in.
All right. I love it.
I'm in. Woo, that's big news. Big news.
You like how I asked you, what were you doing that weekend? Are you sure?
Yeah, you wanted to know what I was doing.
I was checking your schedule. I was making sure it was all clear. You do this little hints. Hey, you going to be around this weekend? Hey.
I'll be around.
Yeah, so my sister's bringing a date, so I get to bring a date. And you want to come?
I'm your date.
You're my date.
I say yes.
Charlie and Me podcast officially sponsors the Billy Joel concert at Wrigley Field.
Be there, be square.
Yep.
This is awesome.
All right.
I can't really top that, so.
I didn't expect
it. It was a good episode. Good episode.
We should just hang up now. Hey, guys, this is fun. It's a good 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Have a great day, and we will see you next week. All right, Charlie, what were you up to this week?
Well, I actually was. Apparently, I was doing some reconnaissance. I went down to Wrigley Field, went to the Cubs game. It was a scorcher, so I decided to treat myself and get a couple of margaritas. They came in these nice little souvenir cups, and I held on to them, you know, hang out with some buddies after the game, held on to them, got in the Uber, went home, got out of the Uber, forgot the cups in the Uber.
Oh.
It hurt.
That's tough. That's really tough because, all right, one night, we went out for Abe's 21st birthday, and the first part we went was a brewery tour, and we did the exact same thing, but we got nice pint glasses, like nice pint glasses.
And yeah.
We go out. Literally two of them made it through the night, but then one of them got picked up by a waitress thinking it was a dirty glass.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was upsetting. That was upsetting, but I know the feeling. I've been there, and I feel fear loss, man.
But yeah. It sums up my weekend. Besides that, I slept 13 hours on Saturday to Sunday, so that was awesome.
That's a pretty good day.
I needed that sleep. It was a long time coming.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah.
I'm proud of myself.
No, my weekend was a lot more boring. I really didn't do anything. I just got done playing a volleyball game. I'm really sweaty. Literally ran into this. We won. Played well. It was great. Other than that. Not doing a whole lot. We're looking forward to, I think we got an eventful next weekend coming up, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Yeah. Looking forward to the next week's podcast. It'll be a good update.
We'll keep you updated. So, Charlie, you want to tell him?
Yeah.
You want to tell him? All right.
So we've been talking about doing this for a while now, but we've officially started the Charlie and Me Wine Club. We only have two members right now. It happens to be Grant and myself.
Charlie and me.
But we're going to try to blossom it into something a little bigger eventually. But for now, we're just going to take a little time and share. We're each going to drink a different bottle of wine each week, and we're going to share a little bit of it.
I'm going to stop you right there. We're going to have a different glass of wine.
Glass of wine.
I don't want to sound like alcoholics right away. But
a different glass of wine.
At least a glass.
Yeah.
All right.
Go for it. So what do you have this week, Grant?
I had a Joel Gott. Sauvignon Blanc. How do you say it?
Savion Blanc.
It was a 2018. It's from the Napa area. I have no idea where it's from, actually. Anyway, it was good.
What kind of body was it? Acidity level, smoothness. What would you recommend you eat it with or drink? You know, pair it with.
I'd say eat it with cheese.
Cheese.
Maybe string.
String
or American
cheese is a string variety
or American squares. Those are good.
Craft singles.
Yeah, those are my recommendations. Honestly, it's good. It's refreshing. I'd recommend drinking it on an empty stomach, and maybe the whole bottle. So that's my recommendation. Joel got 2018 Sauvignon Blanc. Enjoy. What do you got?
I went white wine, but I had a Chardonnay.
Racist?
Nope. I should come out and say no.
<He's> just, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll accept it. Jesus, Charlie.
No. Okay, so I had a Chardonnay in the valley. It's also from California, but this is mine's more just a little bit north of L.A., a little bit northeast of L.A. region. It has, what's the notes I said? It was it had like a apple flavor, kind of.
Mm.
With a little bit of lemon. You could taste a little bit of lemon. It kind of came at you hard with the acidity first sip, but nice. Then it was smooth going down.
Oof.
It was good. Best served chilled. I had three different temperatures. I had a slightly above room, chilled, and then like cold. Cold, not so good. Took away from the flavor a little bit. Chilled, perfect. Warm, it's okay. Not as smooth.
What the fuck's this in chilled and
fridge? Just like, chilled is like you had it like on ice for like an hour beforehand. Not by an hour, probably 40 minutes or so.
Okay. All right. I believe you.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah.
Big wine guys.
White. I would not recommend an empty stomach on this one. That's pretty much it.
All right. That was wine, guys. We're skipping the podium. If you have some podium suggestions, though, feel free to toss them to us on Twitter.
We have a website. We have a Twitter. Either one works.
We definitely have a lot of ways to get in touch with us, and most of the people listening to this probably have our number, too. So
you anyway, can text us or call us. Or
yeah, we respect calls. We like calls.
Anyway,
we'll jump into an interview here, and we'll get things going. Yeah, well, we can't hear any of that, but anyway, that was Rocky Mountain Hurricane introducing probably one of our most profound guests yet, besides my mother, of course. Love you, Mom. But Connor Wells, he's a high school coach. Are you a head coach?
I'm a head high school coach.
Head high school coach. Big deal.
Cross country.
Cross country, yeah. Maybe football. We don't really know. Just coaches.
I don't know.
Just shows up and pushes some guys around.
Just blows a whistle every once in a while.
A good friend of mine, Connor Wells. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Grant?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Anything you have to say about yourself before we go and rip you apart here?
Not too much. You just about covered my whole life there.
That sounds good.
I think that's all that needs to be said.
That sounds good. So every podcast we open up with the same question in our interview. It's what's your favorite Charlie and me story? And obviously some people know Charlie better than they know me, or know me better than they know Charlie. So really just a good story you have involving either of us.
Either or both of you.
Either or both. Both is a bonus. Or two stories.
I don't know. I'd say biggest would be a good Grant memory. Good Grant and Charlie memory. First time I met Charlie was my friend Ryan and I, Ryan Schweitzer, came up to St. Thomas to visit Grant over spring break, and we had planned on going out for St. Patrick's Day, and we were really excited and we're like, you know, had big plans, And then it turns out that you can't buy alcohol in Minnesota on Sundays. And so we ended up instead sitting around Creative and Charlie's dorm room and watching March Madness bracket predictions.
Yeah, that was a good time. The predictions definitely happened well. So you're saying the only time you can have a good time is when you drink alcohol?
That's not what I'm saying. Oh, no, but I mean around you and Charlie, maybe. But
oh, ouch.
Man, whatever.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, shake it off. All right, Connor, my first question for you is, what are you currently training for?
I'm training for a fall marathon or a winter marathon. I'm going to run the Cal International Marathon out in Sacramento in December. And
nice.
Yeah, and before that, I'll just run a few races up in Minnesota, maybe go down to Iowa and run a race or two, but mainly just because with coaching and school, it's hard to leave the state very much. So kind of trapped in Minnesota.
Now, are you going to try to see another crack at the Olympic trials qualification?
Yeah, I think so. I think that if you ask just about any person who's like my age, my kind of ability level, everybody is just going to say, like, yeah, sure, I'll just go for the trials, you know, the trial standard. Nobody's shooting for, like, oh, I want to break 220 in the marathon because 219 is the trial standard. You know, it doesn't make sense. So you just say you're going for the trial standard.
Good point. Well, I do have a little bit of advice for you. I know I'm a pretty seasoned marathoner. And I know you've run at least one at the Grandma's Marathon, but my advice to you is, to get your bowels in order a little better than you did at that race.
Dude, come on, Charlie.
It's a low blow. That's a low blow.
No, I mean, yeah, I did have a lot of troubles there, but I don't remember seeing you anywhere on the course.
You know, I was the start line. I ran my race. I saw you at the finish line. That's all that matters.
Did you qualify for Boston?
I did.
Oh, did you run Boston?
Yeah, after this time.
Oh boy, did I.
He got his money's worth.
I saw the whole course. It was a beautiful day out there. And another tip for qualifying for Olympic trials, I recommend running more than four times in the 2 months leading up before your marathon.
Ooh, will do. I was thinking of doing four, but
maybe five. Are you taking notes? I can keep going if you want.
I am. It's in my mind, notes.
Okay. He remembers things. Connor.
Smart guy, Connor.
I got a note, one more pressing race that we once ran, and I'm sure you'll remember it very, very well. Your stomach held up a lot better to this day. You remember the Bebop's challenge?
I do remember the Bebop's challenge.
You were.
I think about the Bebop's challenge a lot because, I mean, it was probably my best race.
It was probably one of my best races ever, too. For those of you who don't know what the Bebop's challenge is, here in Iowa, in Des Moines, we have Bebop's, which is essentially just another fast food place, but it's more old school. People are wearing the uniforms and all that stuff. It's great. You drive through, there's no place to sit. But anyway, we ran it on like an October day, and you had
beautiful October day.
It was a brisk October day. It was pretty chilly. We had to run all the way to Bebop's, which is about 3 miles. We had to eat an entire double cheeseburger and the fries and drink the soda. And then run back, which was a little like it was like, because it was a roundabout loop, so then on the way back is like 2.5 or 3, and we made some sort of stupid do you remember the conversion at all?
I don't remember the conversion.
You remember we had like a math problem essentially to find how fast you had to run in order for you to pass?
Yeah, we tried to figure out, and it was based off of 5k time and also just generally how fast we thought you could eat.
That's right, like, the eating was built into it, wasn't it?
It was a very it was a very subjective way of judging. It's like, ah, no, Grant probably can't run very fast after 8, so we'll give him a little bit more of a handicap.
Hey, I got second. I got second. That was one of my better races ever.
I think it was probably your best one ever. I've seen a few of them.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That means a lot to me. It means a lot to me. Yeah, the B-Boss Challenge, I think about that all day, because now I live on University, right about where we got, like, the stomach started to boil a little bit, and you had, like, those farts coming up. I live right off Waveland, right there where it used to happen.
I think I'm starting to realize, and I don't know if it was this way for you, Charlie, in high school, but, like, after coaching, too, high school boys are just kind of attracted to doing really stupid things.
I
still am.
Like, we,
I think you just say boys are attracted to doing really stupid things.
That's what I said.
You said high school boys.
High school boys.
Yeah, but you...
All boys, probably.
All boys. I want to generalize.
All of the school I coach at, the kids do a Mountain Dew mile. I don't know how they got started. It's something that started before I got there. But at the end of every season, they do a Mountain Dew mile, and you don't really know what to do as a coach, because you just kind of, you're watching them do this Mountain Dew mile and watching them just throw up a ton and and you don't really know. It's like, huh, I don't know how I should feel about this. I don't know if I should give a guy a high five who won, because it was really impressive.
What, what did the winner win?
What do they win?
What did they run? No, what time?
Wow, there was a guy who ran like in the 7 minutes.
Pussy.
Grant.
Jeez.
I'm just kidding.
I can relate to that. We made a bet at the Marshalltown meet, the second race of the year, with our junior high team, and the low score wins. So we did basically just like low score of each race. One and the junior high team ended up going 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, and so we automatically pretty much lost right there. And so we had to do a chocolate milk mile after a workout one day, and it was just and our coach was just sitting there laughing at us. It was awful, but it was the coaches made the bet, and we were just innocent bystanders that had to do the punishment.
Oh man, being a middle school coach must be sweet.
It sounds like the life.
They'll let anybody coach middle school. Okay.
All right. Changing topics a little bit, we're going to go to the fantasy realm. Talking fantasy football. Connor, you're in our fantasy football league with a bunch of St. Thomas guys. What's it like talking smack to people that you don't really know that well? Do you feel like you have to walk the line, kind of, or you just lay it all out there?
You can really just lay it all out there, because it's not like I have to wake up and deal with them the next day. You just...
Touché.
The only problem... The problem is no one talks smack back to me.
Oh, we can change that.
So it just makes it a little bit of an awkward...
Are you calling us out?
What was that?
You calling us out?
A little bit. I mean, I think you're just scared.
Ooh, we can change that real quick.
Yeah.
You missed all my glorious posts from season one. I used to write a weekly recap.
He had a weekly recap every time. The best part about Charlie is when Charlie's typing something, he cannot spell worth a lick.
And no, but the worst part is I don't proofread it either. I just finish it and sit then. And then it's just gone.
He doesn't try. He doesn't even try. So he'll send it out, and he'll have spelled 15 words wrong, and it's like reading a fifth grader's essay.
It's probably because he's giggling so much while he's typing. It's just too funny.
He's got to stop giggling. Golly. What do you do?
I thought you were going to ask me about my my fantasy advice and my fantasy picks, but I can't talk about that.
So who are you going to take this year?
You know that it's – you just got to trust your gut.
You're in the league this year, right?
Yeah.
All right.
We're drafted in a week.
We're probably going to draft this weekend.
When?
I thought it was going to be a week. All right. We'll figure it out. I'll text you this
week.
We'll
talk about this off camera.
Oh, yeah. Microphone. Off microphone. All right, when we're not recording. Bad radio. Bad radio. Connor, by the way, you're my fiance. You know that, right?
I can't forget. How could I forget?
So how are we supposed to go about dating other people when we're still married? Well, going to be married.
Yes. I mean, yeah, that pretty much covers it. Yeah, I think your family still, every once in a while, I get comments normally when you're there, like, so you still marrying Grant?
You know, they just want me to land with someone nice, you know? They don't care who.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie, what do you got?
You have the next question, don't you?
No, I just asked it.
Oh, that was your question? I thought that was just talking about it. All right, we end the question segment with the same question every time, Connor. If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be and where would you put it? And I do like to remind everyone, Grant's face is an option.
Oh, man, Grant's face. Grant's face on my face.
That's an upgrade.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
I read an article about how face tats are in right now. So
I'd
probably get a face tat just so I could be hip.
But what would you get?
Would you do, like, probably just smaller on your cheek? Or, like, a mask? Like, his face is a mask over yours.
I think I'd like two little eye drop tattoos of my face underneath your eyes.
Little eye drops of Grant's. I'd probably either get little eye drop tattoos of Grant's or like the state of Iowa. Everybody gets the state of Iowa on their on their forearm.
Yeah.
But I just get it right across my face.
Forehead.
I love it.
It'd say native.
I respect that very much. Yeah. Very much. Charlie and I have a fun game laid out for you here. And I think you're going to appreciate it.
Oh, good.
We thought about you specifically for this game, and I don't think there was anyone else that we could have possibly given this game to.
No.
But essentially, we took a list of our college races and found certain times that we ran.
That we're really proud of.
That we're very, very proud of. And you have to name – so I'm going to name a race and a time, and you have to name who ran that. So which one of us, either Charlie or myself.
Okay.
So, like, for example, if I said 200 and we're talking about – this is only college. But if I was going off of high school and I said 200 – in 32, you could probably say it was me because Nichols only ran 32s.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you get it. So we have the 1500 outdoors, obviously. 4:33. Who was it?
Beginning of the season or end of the season?
We can't get.
It was our junior year.
It was our junior year.
I'm gonna go with that's a Grant time.
Ouch! I never ran that slow. That was Charlie. Charlie was sick. That kind of hurts.
I thought that was like an end of the season peak race.
You know, I'm really starting to not like this one.
The only reason why I ran that meet is because I really wanted to go golfing afterwards because it was like the first nice weekend. And I told myself I couldn't go golfing unless I didn't race. So, by God, I raced. And then I went and played golf.
That's accountability.
Yeah, he showed up. He got the pity clap really hard. Like, he got lapped. He wasn't
even... I did not get lapped.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
Just about.
You got lapped in a 1500?
No. No one ran a 3:33.
It was close. He was in the second heat. All right. 5K... DNF.
DNF? DF, DNF or DFL? Grant.
Yeah, that was me. That was me.
I was there.
Conference, yeah. I knew you'd remember that one. I wanted to get you started with an easy one. Okay, here's a more legit one. 800-156-03.
Charlie.
Ooh, God. You have so much more, you have so much more respect for him than me.
Was that a Charlie time?
Yeah, that was a Charlie time. That was correct. All right, so here's a really fun one. Ready?
This one's going to shock you.
8K, 33 and some change, with some puke.
Would you say 33 or 43?
33.
Okay.
That's a hard grant time.
That's Charlie, baby. I was 4 minutes ahead of Measy. That was our first race freshman year. In cross country, the first race we ever ran as collegiate athletes, Charlie was puking the whole way, and I just finished it. I don't know.
Why did you do that, Charlie?
What?
Why do you do that?
I was just pushing myself to the limit, you know?
Did you think it'd make you run faster to throw up?
No.
like a jet boost?
Just...
It probably would have worked too.
All right. It sends you the other way.
Get out of my way.
All right. 20K, 120.56.
I go with that's Grant's damn time this year.
That is. Congrats.
Okay.
Thanks, man. That was a good. I only ran like 5 miles leading up to that, so I felt pretty good about it.
Oh, good.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, this last one's tricky. It's an injury one, so it's an injury that either of us had. So injury, arthritis.
Arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
You and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with Charlie.
We actually both have arthritis.
How do you get arthritis?
I don't know.
We have it in our toes.
Probably like poor diets and there's a lot of things that probably contribute to it.
Yeah.
Either way. You were pretty good at that. You only missed like two.
Nice. What's my prize?
A round of applause. You get to come on the podcast again sometime.
Yes. Do I get first round draft pick in the fantasy draft or the first overall draft pick?
No,
but we'll let you keep your first round pick. Where is that?
You get to keep your first round pick. You don't have to forfeit it.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right, I love it. Well, Connor, we appreciate you coming on, and we'll definitely have you on again soon.
Oh, I loved it. It's the best part of my day.
Thanks, Connor.
See ya.
And that was Connor Wells. That was one of the more fun interviews I think we've done in a long time.
That was a good one, yeah.
Just because he makes me laugh.
He's good for banter.
That's why we're engaged, obviously.
Only a little joke.
Gotta find someone to make you laugh, you know. Anyway, that was fun. After that, let's get a little forward here. Let's do some guy stuff.
Guy stuff. Please stop.
I got a good one. There's nothing better than being a guy and just, like, getting dirty. Just getting yourself really dirty and then just sitting in it. You know, sitting in it for maybe half a day, maybe a day, maybe it's the whole weekend. You never know. You go out there.
I'm a big shower guy.
You go out there, you go camping, you get a little muddy. You stay in that mud. You sniff your armpits, you're like, I smell kind of bad. You just put a little deodorant on that, you're good. You're good. Everything else still smells bad, but you smell your armpits, you smell good. I love being a little bit dirty. It's because it's fun. It's like, we're supposed to be this way. We're supposed to be dirty. We're not supposed to be showered 24/7 all the time. Let's get a little dirty. I like it. Guy stuff. Dirty.
Mine does go along those lines. It's more specific on how dirty you're getting, why you're getting dirty. It's working in the wood shop. Getting sawdust.
Sawdust, oh, okay.
Sawdust. You smell like fresh pine or cedar. Mm. That's a man smell.
You're sitting there, you smell like an air freshener.
That's a man smell.
Do you know they have those air fresheners that are like guy air fresheners, where you can, it's just like a, it's like a block of wood almost. And they have them for cars. It's like a car air freshener, and they have it. It looks like the garage door thing. You slide on your thing, and you put it up there, and it's like guy scents, and it's supposed to smell, like wood or like manly smells. I don't know, whatever it is. I'm very attracted to it though. They've got a very good Instagram ad campaign, and it's gotten me going. I'll tell you that.
They've got you. They've got me
inches towards pulling trigger, but every time I say no. Every time I say no. So should we break the quotes here and end it out?
Let's end it up.
What do you got?
It's been rainy all day today here, so I'm going to go with little Dean Martin. The weather outside is frightful.
That's it?
That's it.
What about the fire? It's pretty delightful.
I don't know the rest of the song off the top of my head.
Okay, all right. Well, I like it. Dean Martin's a great guy. I recently started reading a book, which I shouldn't be doing because I should be reading other things. Anyway.
Don't worry. You won't finish it.
I'm really interested. Lots of people have read this book. It's a very popular book, but I never have, and so I started it.
Twilight?
And so here it is. The quote starts, "Sometimes I think that if I chose between an ear of corn or making love to a woman, I'd choose the corn."
Iowa boy right there.
Water for elephants.
Oh, that's a good book.
Yeah.
You're an Iowa boy through and through, kid.
I read that quote, and I was like, God damn it, if I don't put that one in the show, I don't know what I could.
That's beautiful. Great way to wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. Everyone, we'll see you next week for episode 24.
Deuces.